Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
So we are talking about a film that is showing at the festival on Tuesday, November 10th. And as is the case with most of the films in the festival, one showing at 1 in the afternoon, another showing at 7:30 p.m. at night. And this film is called Melting Away. So give us a little preview of it.
First, I must say I'm very excited to be showing this film this year. We've looked at it a couple times before, and this was the year where it rose to the top. The story is about a family where the son is found to be cross-dressing, and the father throws him out of the house. So it starts out in a very heartbreaking way. They follow the son over the years and the father over the years. In the end, they come full circle, and they come back together again. So it starts out as in a family story, and it stays as a family story, which is really when you talk about the difficulties of people accepting people who are different than themselves. That's really where they all come down, as family
yes.
stories. Because the son becomes a transgender person, I decided that this year this is a topic that's very timely and that we need to understand it more. So I'm trying myself, and it's challenging because it has its own vocabulary, and I'm not that familiar with it. And I'm bringing this level of understanding to the Jewish community or anybody else who wants to come and see this film. After the film, which is a wonderful movie, we're having a panel, a free panel discussion. So the first person I called was Reb Irwin Keller. And Reb Irwin Keller is the spiritual leader of the congregation Ner Shalom in Cotati. But he also spent 21 years as Winnie in a group called the Kinsey Six, which was a drag a cappella beauty shop quartet.
I know that group.
Exactly.
I've interviewed
that group. They have
performed
here. Well, he was Winnie, and he's actually going to rabbinical school soon, but he's still the leader of Congregation Ner Shalom. He introduced me to Dr. Suji Tamar Mattis. She's a physician. And she works at Family Physicians at Brookwood Clinic. She's the founder for the past 8 years and director of the Sonoma County Transgender Health Clinic, which I, of course, did not know existed. This is a very important health clinic for transgender people because they can go there and not be judged. So this is a huge issue for them in their lives to even get basic services like medicine, as the doctors don't know how to treat them and often bring their own prejudices to bear
right.
on the patients.
Right.
And they asked a mom who's also a transgender person to come and speak on the panel. So we will be having, a person named Arielle Erskine. We're going to be passing out a glossary of terms so that people understand what to say, and you pick it up slowly. I'm still working on it. So I think this is going to be very important for the community. A number of people have purchased tickets, you know, they're who we don't know already.
I really
encourage people to come to see this one.
Yeah, I think it's fortunate that this is two performances because I have a hunch that you've got at least one whole audience of LGBT people.
Right. Well, this is particularly about transgender people. And because of the health clinic, there's a large community here. There's a community of acceptance. And they all have friends and family who really might like to come and have an open forum with a group of people who maybe don't know who they are yet, but will come to understand that.
Yes, that's right.
That's my hope.
Maybe don't know that there is always the possibility for change.
Yes, acceptance, definitely. Yes, and a lot of change.
Yes, right.
Change well, who you basically are in some ways.
Thank you for telling us about this, and I'm sure that you'll have no trouble filling the house.
Well, thank you, Roland.
This is Melting Away, showing at the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival on Tuesday, November 10th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. For information, 528-4222, online, jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Caro.